Blog Talk Radio.
To Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right, my name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star Is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. Thank you so much for tuning back in. If you are a supporter of this show, and for anybody that's new, that's listening in right now, thank you so much. You will be pleased. This is the last episode of 12 years of doing this broadcast, and I can say that it has been the utmost pleasure. Very, very seldom, like 0.5%, was I displeased with any show. And I've interviewed many, many people. I'm going to say it's at least over 500. But in any case, it has been a learning experience for me. I have grown. I have opened up. I have become more talkative. Some can appreciate it, others can't. But rest assured, it's just been an honor interviewing not just celebrities, but people around the way that are aspiring to do great things and that are doing great things. It's just been an honor for me, and I have learned a lot of things. And God has allowed me to be able to have this platform, to be able to speak to you all out there. And it's just been an honor. I'm just going to go over some of the countries that we are reaching and have reached. It's been 12 years, going on 13, well over 200 episodes. Some I have deleted. Over 10,000 in listenerships, and that could be more. And like I said, over 500 guests, reaching the U.S., Canada, Germany, Indonesia, Cameroon, Philippines, India, Ireland, Sweden, South Korea, Malaysia, Japan, Dominican Republic, South Africa, and Nigeria. And if I'm up to it, at the end of the show, I will read off a lot of the names that I, the people who have graced the show, have been on here. So that's at the very end. If my voice can take it, I will do it. And if there's enough time. So in any case, you know I got to get to the scriptures. That is the foundation of this show. And to win souls to Christ, to enlighten, to inspire, to give information, and to interview. So we're talking about bringing out new things. And what I meant by that is, birthing new things. What I meant by that is something new you're doing this season or that you're aspiring to do. It could be a spiritual birth. And for those who are Christians, you understand what I'm talking about. For those who are not, that means when you have accepted Christ and the Holy Spirit have come upon you, sometimes he will birth things out of you that you've never known were even in you and allow you to be able to grow and move forward in those things, such as this show. I was terrified the first day I did this show. I can't tell you how much I was shaking. And I moved towards that fear, and I still get butterflies almost every single show. But I try my best to move forward through that and to bring a show in the spirit of excellence. And so we know what giving birth to a baby is. Well, this is the same in a way, but on a spiritual tip. Because men and women can give birth in Christ. Some are gifted at just showing love, hugging someone, speaking life, bringing the word. God may call you to in a certain auxiliary in the church or outside the church, street ministry, or he may call you to an office in the church, such as being ordained to be a minister or a pastor or a reverend or apostle. He may call you into being a teacher, not just a teacher teaching children and teaching adults, but spiritually teaching on the things of God. And an evangelist who's spreading the word of God, which is what all Christians should be doing in the first place. But some have a greater, deeper understanding and calling to that particular field. So I'm going to move on. And Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." So there you go. Some people may have the gift of prophecy, but you're not called to the office of prophecy. Okay? And I'm not going to get deep into that. I've taken courses in the gift of the prophetic and the school of the prophet. I don't know everything. I'm still learning. But in any case, you know, you gotta be able to understand whether or not it's just a gift, you know, or if it is what God is calling you to do, and it may be multiple things he's calling you to do. Psalm 127:3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward." I do not have children. But I know that I've been a spiritual mother in many, many cases, even before I knew that I was even a spiritual mother, before I even understood anything such as that nature. And so God, I know my ministry, one of them is with children. Children gravitate to me. It's been like that all my life. Did I like it in the beginning? No, I did not. But as time grew on and I got older and matured, I began to understand. And so not only did I teach in the education field on many different varied capacities for most of my life, but I also know that there is a calling in that area. So let's move on. 1 Timothy 2:15 says, yet she will be saved through childbearing if they continue in faith and love and holiness with self-control. Okay? Luke 2:6 says, and while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. There's a season for everything. I like to think of Ecclesiastes as one of the funniest books in the Bible to me, because the way it's put, that Solomon put it, it was just so, like, simple. So it was funny. And he talked about there's a season for everything, a season to laugh, a season to cry, a season to this and that. So you got to read it for yourself. There's a season to give birth. You know, just like a mother waits 9 months on a normal situation to birth that child out and the parents become parents. But your preparation begins long before that child comes out, or at least it should. This is why you urge people to be more mature and to be older when they give birth, because there will be less mistakes that's made. Not that there won't be any. You know what I mean? But in any case, the same with a spiritual birth. A spiritual birth, you're birthing out things, and there's a preparation that God is doing something long before that takes place to prepare you. If he had said you're going to be preaching and to get out there, I wouldn't have did it, because it took time to prepare. I had to get over the fear of being on the mic in front of people, number one. So he did that in various ways, acting, singing, oh, my God, it was on the tip of my tongue. But spoken word, he did that through various ways in order for me to overcome a crippling fear of being in front of people and talking. So let's move on. I'm going to do like two more scriptures, because I see that my first caller has called in and she's waiting very patiently. Isaiah 40:31 says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And that comes in trusting God. Do you ever notice on your most weakest day, where whether it's physically, mentally, you know, you're going through something, you're being challenged and going through a trial, you just seem to have no strength left. You just feel weak and zapped. But it's like something within you will cause you to rise up and to continue on. That's God, okay? That's God, all right? So Psalm 51:10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew in me a right spirit. I say that all the time, because we are as filthy rags to God. And, you know, our sins are forgiven once we accept him. But you know what I'm saying? When I ask him to create in me a clean heart so that my heart won't be filled with nastiness. And I mean on a way where you're thinking about crazy stuff, or you're hating someone, or you want to do, you know, you want to bust somebody upside the head that you can't stand, you know, stuff like that. You know, you're thinking thoughts that are not healthy to you. So that's why we say, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit. Okay, one more. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, so we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. When you are in Christ, that's what's happening. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not just saying it because I'm saying it, because I'm reading it, because I've experienced it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to tell you. And everybody's walk is going to be different. Nobody's walk is ever the same. So I'm going to do a couple of announcements. I'm going to go to a musical break, and I am going to bring Miss Lakeisha Henderson on. First announcements. donations, donations, donations. You can give to myself, Diamonds in the Rough, or by ordering my art and books. Go to my website, which is on the show page. Look up the books page. You could go through the descriptions. Most of them are children's books that teach about life skills, everyday things kids are going through that are at risk or living in the hood or living in, you know, just living. And, you know, things that may occur, this explains it and puts it in a cute child's way to help that child get through and overcome. My arts page has many, many different art that you can purchase. So text me, inbox me, DM me, email me if I don't have your number, because it won't be saved and therefore I will not answer. So do all of that. Get in touch with me. Tell me your choices. I will give you the options of different payments that can be done through Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Square, POS, or in person or cash. And then you can contact me at 203-952-9807, and we could discuss that, and I'll let you know how much everything will be, and we can proceed from there. If you like me to MC, teach, preach, run a class or forum on sexual assault or domestic violence, have me as a spoken word artist, comedian, actress, or play director, or as a business consultant, you can reach out to me. Fees and honorariums are mandatory. Payment plans for art is accepted. Anyone who has lost a loved one since the last show, my condolences go out to you. We know that Pookie Williams lost his father. Then I learned of an ex of mine whose father, Larry Jordan Sr., passed away as well. And so my heart goes out to their families in their loss of their loved one. So I'm going to go to a very quick break, and we don't need to rush because Lakeisha, we can go a little over. Jonathan, we can go a little over. So I'm going to put Release on by John P. Key because I love this song.
Open your mouth and say, Lord, release it. I've sown my seed, and I've given you glory. Say, I have declaratively praised you. So I wait, expecting my blessing right now. Applaud God in this room, everybody. Go on and give him some glory in advance. Clap your hands again. I'm so glad today I heard
you. So glad today I heard you.
I heard you clearly.
Clearly.
Now I'm grateful.
Grateful. In spite of my circumstance, all I want to do is serve you
and love you. And
praise you. You gave me another chance.
I was broken.
I was broken.
Broken hearted.
I
know that.
Shackles.
Shackle heavy.
Free
me
now.
That was my belief. And you liberated me.
All the things you've not been through.
Sing, Miranda.
Gave me strength that I can endure.
In the secret place I'm dwelling.
In that secret place I'm dwelling.
Safely.
Ever so bravely.
Your foundation.
I was broken, how
the day I heard you, everybody.
There you have it. That was released by John P. Key. Such a pretty song and such a deep song when you think about it. But I am going to plug my first caller in right now. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you doing? Yes, I can hear
you
now.
Doing?
Good. yes. Everybody, this is Miss Lakeisha Henderson.
How y'all doing?
Yes. Yeah, so, this is the first time you're on this show. I met you about a month or 2 months ago. I can't quite remember, but I do know I met you at Thelma's restaurant because I love to go out there to the open mic and see everyone. And I just recently had my birthday party at the open mic just a couple weeks ago. And I met you there. You were singing. And there was something about your voice. And I know that you're a new artist that's coming out and you were a little nervous, and your aunt was like, oh, it's her first time. But I know when I see something in someone, and everybody deserves a chance. What song were you singing that night?
I was singing Kelly Price, As We Lay.
Okay. Old throwback. Yes. I love Kelly.
In fact,
yes, it was her birthday recently. And, wonderful. So tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you told me that you do recording engineer. You're a writer as well. So how did all of that get started? Was that something that you wanted to be when you were little? Did you say, you know, when I grow up, I want to be a singer? When did it start?
Yeah, it did start when I was little. When I was in the church. I sung in the church a lot. But, you know, my mom really got me into singing. She used to always sing to me. She used to always say, music soothes the savage beast. And she would always sing to me. And you know, I started singing back to her and stuff. But I always wanted to be like, you know, Whitney Houston. I love Whitney Houston. She just sings so beautifully, you know. She was just like my idol. I just loved her so much. You know, I still do. That's
okay.
Great, you know. So,
right,
you know,
right.
But I love to sing. I love it's just calming. It's soothing. I love to, make people happy. You know, and usually when I sing, it does that for people. And now that I realize I can write my own music, because I only started writing about 3 months ago and didn't realize I could write until I did, you know?
Wow.
So now that I write my own music, I could, you know, get through people that way, you know?
Yeah.
Like help. I just, you know, hopefully could change a person, one person at a time, you know?
Right, and also you get to hone your craft, you get to, you know, constantly create so that you can get better and better at it. And like I said, everybody starts somewhere, so don't be ashamed of small beginnings. You know, we all, like I said, do not despise small beginnings because, you know, eventually if you keep at it, it won't be a beginning anymore. You know, and so what were some of the influences besides Whitney Houston and Kelly Price, or experiences that you had growing up that made you want to do it even more?
Well, you know, I Right now I'm with a organization with the Bone of an Angel and outreach reality organization. We, you know, give back to the homeless and things like that. You know, I'm from the hood, you know, so I still currently live in the hood, and I see a lot go on every day, you know, little kids killing kids, you know, things like that, you know, and I want to change that, you know, if I could,
right,
you know, so.
Right.
That's one of the reasons. You know, I also have an autistic son too. So that's a major player. Yeah, that's a major player
right.
for me because music, he loves music. So, you know, that's one of my big things.
Yes, I get it. I know I have a cousin of mine that's autistic and he turned out very good. He's excellent at drawing. And back when he was young, the boy could remember a whole movie, the entire script to the movie, like word for word. You know,
I'm
it was
you,
insane.
They're Einstein. They're Einstein.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, my son.
Yes, they are.
Water. He loves water, water, water. I don't know what he's gonna do with it, but he loves it. So
right.
Let's see what he's gonna do with that.
Exactly. Maybe you'll be an Olympic swimmer. Who knows?
Exactly. Because he loves it so much.
But, you know, I grew up in the hood. You know, did I like being around people in the hood? No, I did not. I never did. Because I wasn't the type of person that wanted to get involved with fighting and all of that. Although I learned because I had to protect myself. And the only way you can do that was either you had to be good at something or you had to be good at fighting. So I was good at making jokes and capping on people. And I learned to be good at fighting because I was a little tiny thing. So there's nothing to be ashamed about because, you know, growing up in the hood, because you were a child. There was nothing you could do at that time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I embrace my struggle. Yeah, I embrace my struggle. I don't, you know, I could never regret growing up in the hood because the hood raised me to be strong, you know. A lot
right.
of people
Absolutely.
A lot of people can't walk in the shoes that we walk in, you know.
That's right.
I mean, so I'm okay with, you know, coming from the hood and growing up and just, you know, showing people that, you know, it's not all bad, you know, because
right.
it's strength to me, you know, everything
yes,
that I shouldn't do, you know, everything I see other people do, I take it as a lesson, maybe I shouldn't do it, you know, you jump off
right.
the bridge and fall, break your neck, I just might fall and break mine too, so maybe I shouldn't, you know.
Right, exactly.
You know.
You know what, Lakeisha, it's funny you said that, because my mother used to yell at me all the time, if they jump off a bridge, you gonna jump off a bridge too? And I was like, of course not, you know.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, baby. I used to be like, well, maybe. She's like, okay, and he gives a broken neck just like him. Just to see her reaction, yeah. Now I got my own kid.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's just strength. You know, the struggle is, it's real, but it's
right.
And, you know, you can either take it and make you weak, or you can let it make you strong, you know.
That's right.
So,
and you know,
I'm okay.
You
I'm
survived
okay.
that. Yep. And you're pushing through to your goals and dreams. And I was told it's never too late. It's never too long as you're breathing.
Yeah.
It's never too late. And so,
yeah, God didn't
in any case,
for nothing, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So when did you start recording music? How did you
I
learn that?
300 songs recorded right now. I recorded myself on my phone. I do it on Being Love. I've written over probably 400 songs, but I haven't recorded them. But I have recorded over 300 songs on my phone. I have. And
on your
all
phone?
Done on my phone. Yeah, because, you know, I'm a mom of six kids. I don't have money. You know, I'm not going to act like I'm some rich girl. I'm not no rich girl. You know, I struggle and I hustle
right.
like everybody else. So, you know,
yes.
I do it myself. I educate myself on what I need to do to make it free for me. you know.
My
so
God.
I do everything over my phone. I bought headphones. Yeah, and it's called Beer Lab. So I get on the Beer Lab, you know, and I record my songs. I know about ad-libs. I know about, you know, cutting the music and making it sound better. I know all those things because I educated myself on them, you know. So,
okay.
I mean,
okay.
I don't really need, I should go to the studio and I will eventually, you know, but right now, why should I if it sounds the same? You know,
exactly.
It probably sound a lot crisper with the studio,
right,
you know,
because
they know what they're doing more than me, but I mean, I'm almost there. So,
but
you know,
you can present that, you know. Yeah, and you can present your best ones and your favorite ones on a demo. You know, that well, demo back in the day was on a cassette. Then it was on a CD. So I don't know what y'all young people using now.
I don't know either. I'm old. But I'm old school. I'm back with the CDs and the tapes. I don't even know what they use.
Okay.
I asked my kids and said, put it on a little drive. I'm like, what the heck is a drive?
I do
know
so that much.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, well, I just put it on this little thing right here. Hopefully it holds everything.
Yes.
Yeah, but
yeah, so true.
I mean, that's all I do. I try to keep it simple for me, you know, because I do have babies, and, you know, they are my first priority. So, you know, I try to just make it easier for me and my pockets, you know. So,
and so speaking of babies, we're talking about birthing out new things. So what would you say is something, you know, that you're birthing out that's new right now? I know you have birthed out a lot of new stuff in this season because you just talked about 300 songs that you just created and how you're learning more and more to do writing. So what other things do you think is on the horizon, or are you just going to be working on that stuff particularly?
Well, I'm birthing. I do a lot, you know. I do a lot for my community, so that's another thing, you know. So with my music, you know, I want to incorporate that with also giving back to my community because it's about to be summertime, you know. So, you know, we throw these events, you know, I could – you know, give back to my community like that. I could throw an event and give back to my community and give back to myself at the same time, you know?
Right,
I just
want to
show,
true.
You know, like, I'm taking my time with it, you know, because I know some people get rich overnight and be famous overnight. Some people just can't, you know? So I'm used to it.
Right.
I'm used to the hustle, so I could wait, you know?
Yeah.
Just a little by little.
And so that's a good thing. Do your kids help you at all in trying to create, because you know they're geniuses. When they pop out, this generation of kids, they know how to do everything already.
Yeah. He jumped on my band lab. He's 8 years old. He went on my, because he's always on my phone, he went on my band lab and recorded with one of my songs. Like, I don't even know how he did that, but he added ad-lib. Like, he was the ad-lib to one of my songs. I was like, this boy is crazy. He said, Mom, I want to make music. I said, you want to make music? Okay.
Oh,
you
that
know.
Is so sweet.
And he sounds so good, you know. So it's my peanut's helping me out.
Well, you know what? You got to send me that. I would love to play that because, you know, I when it comes to the children and they're doing positive things, I really love having kids on just to show out on them, you know, and let them, you know, just expose themselves as something that they want to do to help them. And that's why Diamonds in the Rough was created in the first place. I was working with children in the arts and entertainment capacity. So, I mean, once it gets done, please send me a copy of that. I would love it.
I will. He wants to make his own song. So about story box.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, we're gonna write a song about story box.
Okay.
So you'd be the first person to hear it.
Yes. And so for people who are trying, because you have to start. You have to start. You know, don't look at somebody that's already there and try to compete with them. but you can learn from them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in some cases, but and aspire to be in that particular bracket or level. But you got to start somewhere. So what would you say to the young kids that are out here now that want to birth out something new and positive?
I would tell them to dare to be different, you know? Like,
right.
It's okay to, you know, everyone wants to go with the flow. I say make your own flow, you know, dare to be different. Just, you know, bring something more to the table than what people already got, you know?
Right.
It's not like, you know, be your own idol. You know, I tell my kids this all the time. I don't want you to be like me. I want you to be better than me, you know?
Right.
So, you know, it's like for the young kids, it's unlimited of how great and how amazing you can be, you know, and how,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
you don't have to follow behind somebody else if they already did it. Do something that people aren't already doing, you know, make it
exactly
different, make it better.
Yeah.
That's what I would say for the
and
young
that,
kids.
And
I tell
so,
my kids that.
Yeah, but it's so important that you said that, LaKeisha, because, you know, when you're teens, you want to be like everybody else,
mm-hmm,
usually. I was different. I didn't want to be like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to be who I was because I didn't want nobody copying me, number one, because people used to love copying me in school, whether it was art,
yeah,
anything. It didn't matter. And I hated it. And I guess I still did when I grew up. But, you know, now I kind of get it. You know, someone told me years ago that when people try to mimic you, Cherie, it is because they like what it is that you're doing, and it's really an honor. But I didn't take it as an honor, you know. And, you know, but when you're growing up, you know, you want to be like each other usually in that teenage phase. And I
yeah
think that music needs to get back to being original, you know,
mm-hmm,
where people really play instruments, because there is a difference. It's like the sound is so much different. That's why I listen to a lot of old school music, because I love that, you know, sound with the all the different instruments playing and the harmonization and,
mm-hmm,
you know, nobody disrespecting women and degrading them on songs and making up words that don't even exist, you know. I think it's so ignorant, you know. To me,
yes,
it's because somebody can't spell. So this is why you want to make up these new words, because you don't know how to spell, you know. So
mm-hmm
that's my opinion.
There's really a whole new dictionary of new words that don't exist. I tell my man that all the time. I'm like, that's not even a word. You know, it's like, he's like, well, it's in the dictionary. It's not in the regular dictionary, no.
Yeah.
So I do get what you're saying. Yeah, no, I do get what you're saying with that. Yeah, but
yeah, I
do want to bring back real music. I say that all the time when I'm, you know, on these apps and things. I'm trying to bring back real music, you know, because they're
right,
real music is. You know, I love me some good
exactly
old. I got an old soul. You know,
mm-hmm,
when
mm-hmm
the men knew how to talk to you and the women just knew how to make you fall in love, you know. So,
exactly.
I'm going to bring some of that back, you know. You got to
okay,
throw,
well, listen,
throw a little.
You're talking about, go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting you real quick.
Oh, no. No, I'm saying I throw a little fire on it sometimes, you know, because I got to.
Yeah.
Let them know I
no
ain't
doubt
playing, but.
No
but
doubt.
But other than that, you know, my love songs are amazing, you know. But, I, you know,
right,
I got to throw a little fire in there just so they all think I'm soft. I ain't that soft, you know. But I
yes,
I,
and maybe
you know,
and maybe a year from now you can come back, you know, on the show. Let us hear you if you're having a, you know, a good day, and also to tell
oh, yes
us some of the things that you have accomplished concerning your musical career and where you want to go with it. And you know, reach out to me. I'd love to have you back, but please send. When your son is finished making his little song, please send it to me. And
I definitely will. He's so like he's on it. He's on it. Yeah, I definitely love it. Thank you for having me, I'm very blessed.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Before we stop, because I need to move on, because my next caller is waiting so patiently, and I know I clicked you in a little bit late. Where can people find your music?
Well, they can find my music on Rap Fame. I'm on Rap Fame. I put my music on Facebook, too. Those are two main things that I'd be on. I'm trying to figure out the Instagram, but I'm also on YouTube, too. As Lakeisha, SK Wu. Yeah, it's not as Lakeisha, it's SK Wu. So, yeah, I'm also on
K Wu. That's K W U.
Yeah, K Wu.
Okay. All right. And so I want to thank you so much, and it was a pleasure talking with you. You have a great week, and keep encouraging yourself and your son to go on with his career. I know you're going to do that with all your kids anyway, but I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. That was Lakeisha Henderson. I'm going to play a really quick song talking about going back to old school with some great love music towards women. Johnny Gill. Lord, I want to meet you, Johnny Gill. I'm going to put on a Lady Du Jour. Johnny Gill. If you never heard that song before, you can go find that song on YouTube, because honey, Johnny Gill can sing anything. But in any case, I am going to give some birthday shout-outs. Just asking Jonathan, my next caller, to hold on because we can go past 7:30 in my interview with him. Today is my cousin Katrina Atkinson's birthday, so I want to give her a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to my mom, Avis Daniels, myself, my sister Andrea Daniels, and my sister Tammy Briscoe, my niece Aaliyah, a.k.a. Pinky Pooh, my nephew Cammy, and my cousin Nye Mullins, whose all birthdays have been in this past week and a half or week and two half, week and two half, 2 weeks, like my mom. We all celebrated our birthday at the Stress Factory this past weekend to see Michael Blackston, and it was crazy. Jackson, that normally did the Metric comedy show, was there, and he was hosting. It was just wonderful. I enjoyed myself. We went to Grill 2 afterwards, had a great time. The food was amazing, but it is just way too loud in Grill 2. So next year we will not be going there. I'm getting too old for it. I can't take, you know, you're having dinner. You need to be able to speak to each other and hear each other. But in any case, happy birthday. Shout outs to Trinetta Horner, a former student of mine, Dorcas M. Bennett, Rona Durham, Andre Whaley, Matt Jones, Frederick Whitaker, my younger cousin, Karen Lovelace, my cousin City, the Genie, Rich Lelane, Mark Johnson, Jazzy Matt, Tamir High, one of my winners from A Star Is Born, D-Lynn Robert, my cousin Latasha Smith, Brian Lord, Lyle Hassan Jones, Davey Lozano, DJ Vanderpool, Vondris Talbert, Yolanda Garner, Kelly Price, Salt of Salt and Pepper, who and I are born on the same day, same year. Kid of Kid and Play, Billy D. Williams, Diana Ross, Spike Lee, Stephanie Mills, Chaka Khan, who I'm going to play later, the late, great Aretha Franklin, and to all the Aries in this season, because we are the best. Okay, I had to say that. But in any case, I am going to plug my second caller in right now. Hello?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, everybody? This is Jonathan Edwards.
I'm doing great. I'm loving the show.
Yes. Yes, wonderful. And I was just about to ask you how you're doing. I just didn't know if you wanted to say hello to the audience. But, Jonathan, I have known you for quite some time, and seeing you around the way, going out, Murphy's Law, karaoke, The Metric, Thelma's, karaoke and open mic, for several years now. And this was the first time I saw you sing about 2 months ago. And I was like, what? I ain't know Jonathan can sing. it shocked me, you know.
Oh, thank you.
And you did a good job, and you always look sharp. That's one thing I can say. Every time I see you, you be stepping out.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you said you're a chef. I know you're a karaoke singer. You do adult sports. But to me, you're a model. I mean, you always, like I said, you're always looking, you know, up to date, sharp with the season. So tell me, how did all of this come about growing up?
To be honest, I'm actually different than I was growing up. Growing up through my younger years, I was actually very quiet, very to myself, limited friends. I kept my circle smaller. I was really nerdy back then. I was always into the sports, though.
Okay.
But more, I'd probably say maybe my junior year on is probably when I broke out of my shell, my junior year of high school on, when I broke out of my shell and I started going out more and opening up to more people and gaining more friends and stuff like that.
Okay, okay. And so that kind of happens, you know, when we haven't come into our own yet and we're still growing and getting to know who we are, sometimes, you know, we tend to be a little more timid and shy, and that eventually, you know, evolves and we begin to open up to ourselves. And so when you were younger, were you always fashionable? Was that something that you did, even though you say you were nerdy?
No, not really. That's something I picked up on later on in life, probably closer to my early 20s.
Okay.
I actually started, yeah, that's actually when I started getting, I would say, into fashion.
Right.
I always looked all right,
right,
and all that, but now, once I was in my early 20s and growing a little older and a little more mature is when I started putting it together more and adding pieces to make things flare and all that.
Okay. Okay. Got you. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, some, like I said, sometimes we just have to learn ourselves. And, you know, and so do you think that modeling is something you might do eventually?
I've given it thought. I mean, people have definitely told me about it and approached me about it. It's not something I've put 100% towards pursuing before, but I have given
right.
it thought.
You know, I just was interested because we're talking about birthing out new things. And, you know, people see you as this fashion, you know, fashion, well, they used to call me a fashion plate, but I don't know if you would call a man a fashion plate. I don't know what the word would be.
I don't know that one.
You know, exactly. That was way before your time.
But I bet
you
next time I see you, I'll be like, hey, fashion plate. you still, I'm not the only one. You still be out here stepping out too. You got the hat right
along
with
me
to match mine. You got the two-piece suits right there to match mine.
Okay. Stop making me laugh, Jonathan.
I just got to get on the sunglass wave like you. Boy, I tell you, nobody wears the sunglasses like Cherie does.
Well, you know what? I get the hats and the shades from my mama, and I used to wear canes all the time before I needed them. So it was
right.
cool. I got that from my aunt, who I never even actually met as a, you know, except for as a baby. And then I was being told, oh, God, you act like your aunt. You dress like your aunt. You know, and I'm like, what? I'm like, I didn't even know that lady. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I can tell you, still to this day, you still wear it all well.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And, you know, you talked about when you were younger that you had an interest in sports. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I started playing sports very young. I probably started around, I was real young, maybe 4 or 5 range. So my first sport, my first love was soccer, believe it or not.
Okay.
And I played that. Yeah, I played soccer from around that time till about seventh grade. I don't want to say it's a regret, but it is something I think about because I was really, really good. Like,
right.
Not even toot my own horn or anything. It really was something that I was great at. And
right.
But my father almost made it to the NFL, and he had football background and all that. And I've always had a desire also with American football as well. So when I entered the eighth grade and all my friends were playing American football, not soccer, I was the only one in my group that played soccer. So I decided to give up soccer and make that switch to American football. So I played 1 year of Pop Warner my eighth grade year. And then I also played in high school as well.
Oh, I see. Okay. Got you.
Mm-hmm. And then during high school, I opened up into more. I was playing basketball. I wrestled all 4 years in high school. Like I said, American football, and also played lacrosse all 4 years as well.
Okay, I see. I understand. And that's, you know, I could see you doing that. You know, as you were talking, I could see you kind of remind me of your look as one of those soccer players over in, you know, the another country. I don't know, Spain or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see them on TV. And, you know, over there they call it football. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So it's, you know, I think it's much, much more popular than it ever has been. You know, the football, you know, that they consider it to be. So, but as you got older, you seemed to take more of an interest in cooking because you said you're a chef, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay. And so what made you want to go into that? Because not a lot of men tend to gravitate to being a chef.
That started when I was young and in high school as well, actually. It wasn't something I wanted to do. It was something that, I guess you could say, approached me. Because my mother's
right.
been in the restaurant and bar industry since before I was even born. So during high school, once I was old enough, I started working, and she would bring me to work with her. And actually, my first job ever was at a restaurant she was working at. And my first job ever was simply rolling silverware. I went in, I had school, I had my practice for whatever sport it was at the time. And then after that, I would go to the restaurant she was working at the time, and I would simply roll silverware all night. And then as the years went on, then I went from that, then I was a host at one point, and then I was a busboy. And then from there, I started working into the back of the house. And then it just evolved and grew and took off like a rocket. And I've been in the kitchen cooking ever since. So I would probably say...
Oh, my goodness.
I want to say
wow.
17, 18, I've been cooking. I'm 32 now.
Mm. So what type of dishes do you make? What is it, Italian food, Caribbean food? What type of food do you make at the restaurant?
Currently, I'm at Hair of the Dog in Milford, 128 Bridgeport Avenue. That is a mix between American and Latin bar food mostly.
Right.
And that's where I'm at the moment. But I have experience everywhere. I've worked at so many different restaurants and under so many different chefs that I've had experience with all different types of food from every country in the world.
Okay. Wow. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And so some of your favorite dishes that you like to make, what are those?
Favorite? I don't know if I have favorites per se, but I guess I would say I gravitate more towards the fine dining aspect I like, I guess similar to like dressing myself, I like to dress a plate as well. Make the food look as good as it's going to taste.
Yes. Okay.
All the little nuances that you see at all the fancy places and the garnishes and the different types of sauces. Yeah. I guess you could say I gravitate towards that the most.
Okay. Because I love when I see food look pretty on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a chef, and I'm nowhere near a chef. I don't even like cooking. But I have to cook if I want to eat. So.
Right, right.
I can't stand it. That's something that I really had to mature into doing because I'm a person that likes to just grab stuff. And, you know, I'm learning to prepare, you know, what I want to eat, like, more ahead of time. That's due to me having, you know, pre-existing conditions like diabetes. So I'm paying attention to what I'm eating and you know, trying to eat more because I don't really have an appetite now that I'm getting older. So now if the food is excellent, like I love Caribbean food.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand, you know, certain foods, you know, I don't like, but Caribbean and seafood are my best. When I was young, it was Italian. So what is it that motivates you, in the kitchen? You know, what is it that motivates you? Is it cooking those different nationality dishes, or is it just because, you know, you love doing it?
I think it all has a correlation to different aspects of life, not even just cooking itself, because there's so many different aspects that come into play while working in restaurants, because you come across so many different people, whether it be the ones that you work with, which teamwork comes into play, communication comes into play, learning people and their personalities, and also in the front of the house, and the guests and patrons themselves. And I've always gotten the pleasure of, my pleasure comes from other people's pleasure. If what I do makes you feel good, that makes me feel good. If the food I make satisfies your appetite, that makes me feel good. Because not only does that keep me having a job, but it also brings me joy knowing that I was able to satisfy your need as well, which is ultimately most important because they're the paying customer.
Okay, correct, correct. And that's true. You, if you make something for someone, you want to feel that they like it, you know, that they're satisfied, you know, because if they're, you know, you cook for somebody and they never like it, then it's like, okay, then you need to brush up on your skills.
Right.
You know, and, you know, because sometimes I cook something and I don't even like it, but I know how to cook. It's just that I don't put that love and attention into it all the time that I can. But when you love to do something, you do that. You know what I mean? So what are some of the new dishes that you are trying to do now? Is there any particular dish that you're trying to create?
Let's see, create. Well, I wouldn't say create, but I do know I just started planning a parking lot barbecue that we're going to be doing at my job within the next 2 to 3 months. And one thing I've never done that I'm excited for is a pig roast. I know how to cook different cuts of the pig and all that, but I've never done a whole pig before. So that'll be new to me. That'll be a learning experience, and that I'm looking forward to that one.
Okay, now where is this roast barbecue going to be happening? Because I need to know.
It'll be at Hair of the Dog is the name of the restaurant in Milford. It's called Hair of the Dog.
Oh, I heard of that before. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's good to know because, you know, summer's coming up and a lot of people love barbecue.
Yes.
Particularly, I love ribs. That's something that I absolutely love is ribs.
I make those very well.
Right. Now, I could throw down on some ribs now. But it's something that I don't make often because it's just me. I live alone, so there's no need to have that type of amount of food a lot of times. But that's one dish that I make really good, and fish. Like mostly the meats, you know, any types of meats that normally most people, you know, eat, like chicken. Which I'm eating less of, but chicken, I'm good at that, and fish and ribs, macaroni and cheese, stuff like that. But I don't make that stuff often, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you see yourself going with this? Do you eventually want to open your own restaurant?
I used to have aspirations of doing that. Honestly, they have subsided over the past few years or whatever, and I don't want to say I'm going to give up cooking forever, because I may do like catering events or start doing selling at home dinners at some point. But my newest goal and endeavor is I do want to go away to beauty school to get my barber license, because I do know how to cut hair as well. I just need to get my certification and license so that I could legally do it.
Okay, so you want to do, maybe you can combine them. You never know.
Right.
Get your hair done.
Most likely, I'll end up doing both at some point.
Absolutely. You could turn it into like I don't know what you would call it, you know, like a shopping center has several shops in it. Maybe you can turn it into a whole thing, you know, include the sports in there somewhere. I don't know how that would happen besides, you know. Yeah, you know, because most people, you go into a bar, you know, in some sports restaurants and you have the TV on. In some places, you can eat, you can play pool if you want when you're finished. You know, there's a combination of things that can happen in there. Just let me be able to come in free one day when this does happen and be able to partake.
You got it. I will gladly take care of you.
Yes. I appreciate that. So is there anything that you would like to talk about in your experience with birthing out new things? Because you have birthed out new things. You've done a lot. You're multi-talented. So what is an experience that you had that you would like to share with the audience?
Let's see, an experience I had of birthing out. I would just say opening up in general, because a lot of times people are afraid or people are held back from opening up, whether it be occupation-wise, whether it be educational-wise, whether it just be coming out of your shell in general and not being as shy. Or expressing yourself. I think, because I also had an issue with holding in my feelings a lot. I would always bottle them up and never express it and felt like, I never had anybody to talk to and stuff like that. It was probably my biggest experience of birthing out. Up until about 2 or 3 years ago now, I had finally, after years and years of contemplating about it, went and spoke, started speaking to a therapist.
Right.
I always thought it was like, oh no, what can a stranger do for me? Whatever, they don't know me, this and that, blah, blah, blah. I gave every excuse under the sun of why not to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I can honestly say once I did, it was one of the greatest decisions of my life.
Yes. And you know
I
what,
feel better.
Jonathan, I'm so glad you said this.
Physically,
mm-hmm.
mentally, it just feels a lot better to get things off of your chest and being able to talk to somebody. And I always looked at it as a negative, but you could look at it as a positive as well. This person may not know you from a brick in the wall, but at the same time, you have to realize that allows them to not cast any type of judgment or have any bias towards their opinion of whatever the matter may be at hand. So you're going to get the honest truth. You're going to get the real. And
yes.
I can honestly say it has definitely helped me. And I say anybody should do that. If they feel the need, go ahead and go for it.
And you know what, Jonathan, I'm so glad that you said this, because there is a stigma still in the Black community, the Spanish community, of not going to get a therapist. And I think the younger generation is way more open and willing. But our, you know, your generation, my generation and older, no, that's something that most people did not want to do, especially men.
Mm-hmm.
And for you as a man to say this, there might be somebody listening right now that needs to open up, that may be suicidal,
mm-hmm.
that may be going through a great depression or loneliness. And it's okay. It's okay to talk to somebody. It's okay to seek spiritual counseling. It's okay if it's going to make you better, if it's going to heal you, if it's going to help you to mature or progress or move forward or overcome an issue that might have been so tremendous that it damaged you to the root. Yes, you need to see somebody. And I never had a problem with that. I mean, I was always very vocal as I got, you know, mature, grown, like in my 30s,
mm-hmm.
Very vocal, and not just to loved ones, but to anyone.
Right.
So I knew that I did not want to be like certain people in my family. I knew I wanted to be free. I knew that I wanted to be healed. And I knew that what I had experienced growing up was not normal. And so I put myself in counseling. And then I was forced to go to counseling when I was getting in trouble and,
mm-hmm.
and getting locked up. And it was a part of the court system, but I was already doing it.
Right.
And so sometimes you, like I was told by different people and prophetess, you know, who was I was under and stuff like that, sometimes you got to go back 3 steps to move forward 5 to 6 steps. And it doesn't feel good to heal. But once you have healed from something or have overcome something, then yes, it feels good. It feels great, in fact. It feels
yeah.
great to be freer and freer and freer,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I commend you for saying that, you know, on air and allowing yourself to be vulnerable. Because I know it's not always easy for men. And so Is there any last minute things that you want to say real quick before we end?
I'll just end it by saying, I want to thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
I'm truly honored and grateful for this experience. And
thank you.
I just tell the people, live life, be happy. There's too much ugly that goes on in this world on a daily basis for you not to live your life and not be happy. Don't let the ugly get to you. Do what makes you happy. Treat people the way that you would like to be treated. And just enjoy life.
Yes. And if nobody is treating the way that you need to be treated, walk away. Let it go.
Correct.
Life's too short to be wasting time. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let it go.
I completely agree with you.
Toxic relationships, this is 2023. If you're listening right now, toxic relationships need to end. You need to dead it right now and walk away into your healing, into the horizon, and get what you want to get out of life. Leave them behind. And I'm saying that to remind myself, too, because I ain't got no problem with cutting nobody off. That's one thing I learned, and I learned that the hard way. And, honey, I'm good at it now.
I believe you. Trust me, I believe you. I can see it now.
You know, I've gone through too much hell in my life to sit here with a friend, with a one that you think you're loving or they're supposed to be loving you or anybody else, family member, otherwise. For me to be still going through at this age of 52, I don't think so.
And by
the grace of God,
perfectly fine loving somebody from a distance, if need be.
That's right. That's right. And so, thank you, sweetie, for coming on. I really appreciate it. I see you evolving, the evolution of Jonathan from the time I met you several years ago to now. And it's a beautiful thing. And you keep doing what you're doing because you never know. It might lead to millionaire status for yourself, for your, you know, generations to come in your family. You never know.
I hope so. Let's put it in the air.
Yes. Yes. You will reach millionaire status and be able to enjoy it and pass it on as your legacy in your family or otherwise. So you have a great night. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You as well. My pleasure.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. That was Jonathan Edwards. We had Lakeisha Henderson on earlier. It's just great to see different perspectives because everyone that is a guest on this show is not just a singer or recording artist or aspiring to be that way. There's so many professions out there, so many things that people are doing, all over the world. And so if you think that this might bless a friend, a family member, please share it and listen to it again if you have to. I'm going to take a short break, and I'm going to go to Rescue Me by Drake. And then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to read the list of people who have graced this show, and then do the call to salvation. Okay.
You are now listening to the champion sound, not dull sound, the world's greatest sound.
I need someone to be patient with me, someone to get money when I take it from me. They don't even need to be as famous as me. I don't think I meet them at the places I be, but deep down I think about you all day, mommy. I know I'm a pit bull, but dolly, mommy, I just wanna take you on a holiday, mommy. Say what's on your mind, I'ma call away, mommy. Come. out the mess. I'm trying to hit the group chat and tell them it's a come and rescue me. Take me out the club, take me out the trap, take me off the market, take me off the map. I'm trying to hit the group chat and tell them it's a rap.
I didn't come this far just to come this far and not be happy.
Okay.
Remember that.
You didn't come this far just to come this
My
far.
My dial sound.
Yep.
The world's greatest sound.
I don't really know how to confess my love. Really seem like I wanna test my love for you. Who don't know how to express my love. That's why American Express. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's my love for you. I need you, yeah, I really do. Tell me what to do.
Okay.
Tell me what to do.
Okay.
Tell me what to do. All I know is hit them all to see what damage I could do.
Okay.
I give you the world, but there's other planets too. And I need someone to be patient with me. Someone to get money when I take it from me. They don't even need to be as famous as me. I don't think I meet them at the places I be. But deep down I think about you all day, mommy. I know I'm a pit bull, but darling, mommy, I just wanna take you on a holiday, mommy. Say what's on your mind, I'ma call away, mommy. Come and rescue me. Take me out the club, take me out the trap, take me off the market, take me off the mess. I'm tryna hit the group chat and tell them it's a come and rescue me. Take me out the club, take me out the trap, take me off the market, take me off the map. I'm tryna hit the group chat and tell them it's a rap.
You are now listening to the champion sound, Night Owl Sound. The world's greatest
fan. I'm tryna hit the B, but don't hit me up in WID me, baby, nah. Send a boy a PIC to see me, baby, damn. Okay, now we talking, yeah. Okay, now we talking, yeah. Okay, now we talking, yeah. When we talk, you gotta listen, I don't wanna go missing, I wanna be consistent, out of all positions, I put you in, I won't put you in that fucked up position, I need someone to be patient with me. Someone to get money when I take it from me. They don't even need to be as famous as me. I don't think I meet them at the places I be. But deep down I think about you all day, mommy. I know I'm a pit bull, but darling, mommy, I just wanna take you on a holiday, mommy. Say what's on your mind, I'ma call away, mommy. Come and rescue me. Take me out the club, take me out the trap, take me off the market, take me off the map. Tryna hit the group chat and tell them it's a come and rescue me. Take me out the club, take me out the trap, take me off the market, take me off the map. I'm tryna hit the group chat and tell them it's a rap.
You are now listening to the champion sound, Night Owl Sound, the world's greatest sound.
There you have it. That was Rescue Me by Drake. And I am going to read Romans 10:9 through 8:11 in the New Living Translation. For those of you who never heard it, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved, as the scriptures tell us. Anyone who trusts him will never be disgraced. So you can say this out openly to someone who's in ministry, someone who's a Christian that may be seasoned in Christian, not just got saved themselves, who can explain this to you and be a witness to you declaring this. Because like it says, it's believing in your heart. So you want to openly profess this to let someone hear and to find someone or a place that you can worship at and get a better understanding, and so that you can learn and so that you can grow. Somewhere where you're not going to be abused, someone where you're not, the authority is not going to be misused, some place that you feel that you can trust, and that you will be loved on, and not dropped and not mistreated or used in any kind of way. So just letting you know that if you think all your problems are going to go away just because you did this, that's far from the truth. If you think that being a Christian means you're 100% shielded from everything that happens in your life, no. But God is the author and the finisher, and he will be there to help you and to protect you, and you receive the Holy Spirit. As time goes on, it will be able to teach you and to guide you. And the Lord is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So try to find somebody who's going to push you along and show you how to get there. Because that's what I thought. I thought, you know, as an adult, once I'd rededicated myself, you know, in my early 30s, after I lost everything and lost my mind and lost, you know, I just lost it. And I thought that, and it wasn't true. And I started looking at people who were Christians so that I could mimic, and that was not good. Because I know that just because you're a Christian doesn't make you 100% right, doesn't make your walk 100%. You know, they're there to get help just like you. And it could be somebody in the church for 20 years and got a spirit of religion but don't have no relationship with God. So you need to get a better understanding. So I'm just going to say that to you real quick. If you have any questions, you can email me. You can call me, leave a message with your name and your phone number. I will try to do my best, but I don't know it all. And I fall, too, in this walk. It says we all fall short of the glory of God. So anybody telling you they don't lie, they don't cheat, they don't steal, they don't, all BS. I'm just going to be straight up with you. So just find somebody who can be real, who can be honest to a fault with you, so that you won't learn lies and that you will be able to walk in your spirit and in truth. I'm going to continue on, even though this won't be streaming, to give the names of people who have graced this show, because the streaming will stop in about a minute. Okay. Those who have graced the show have been Melba Moore, CeCe Pennison, J.J. Harrison, Christopher Williams, Bernard Jackson of Surface, Doobie Powell, Curtis Blow, Stacey Lattisaw, Jackson, Glenn Jones, D. Lucas, Yo-Yo, the legendary rapper, Donnell Jones, Special Ed, the legendary rapper, Davey Lozano, Randy Young, Joe Show, Nick Kelly, Nick Agneto, celebrity DJ Wong Kuhn, Michael Dunham, the original Spinderella, Benita Books, Ernest Brown, Tamar Cardwell, Al Thomas, the green violinist, Tony Redd, Darren Cookie Moore, Calvin Richardson, Wendell B., J.D. Lawrence, Marcel Lashley Davies, Richmond Punch, Carmichael the Music Lover, Isaac Zellner, Norman Tappan, Chris Clark, Mo Green, Monique Smith, Dre Romero, Spencer Camp, Cool Mike Ski, Wasan Jackson, Craig Kelly, A Plus Hollywood, Tony Bird, King Mafioso, Jonathan Du Bois Jr. and Sr., Ane Du Bois, Kim Mathis, Elder Annette Green Washington, Pastor Joseph Green, my mom, Avis Daniels, my sister, Andrea Daniels, Charles, Sebastian tribute. See, I thought I could get through it without laughing. I couldn't. Okay. LaVon Briggs, Jonathan Gates, Mika Jean, Hope Flood, Howie Bell, J.P. Justice, Drew Frazier, Capone, Jay Alexander, Gerald Kelly, FSW, Pastor Brown, Janice Dempsey, A. Curtis Farrell, Riff, Easy Taylor, Keisha Rainey, Judas Seeley, Darren Cookie Moore, Rashawn Langley, Kiki West, Tiffany Tizelle, Omar Wilson, Phoenix Fire, Jay the Comedian, Ms. Conduct, Ricky Allen Drawn, J. Trini Goring, Coffee Goring, Deborah Williams, Don Nod Nottingham of the Stylistics, Midnight, excuse me, Sonia Hudson Payne, Trina Seymour Bowers, Lauren G., Sheila McCoy, author M.L. Brooks, Odelia, Pastor Felicia Cunningham, Lou Humphrey of BSE Recordings, Marcia Sapp of New York, Carissa Dow, violinist of New York, John Hinton, Bernadette Barnes of New York, Prophet Ramai Jubilani, Kent Barrett of WNHU, Jerry Green of WIBC, Rasheem Dixon of WIBC, Steve Wallace, Ashley Mondeson, Pierre Guten, Sierra Clark, Lyle Hassan Jones, Pastor Arlene Henry, Songbird, Dave Farrell, Travis Sims, Jason V. Watts, Maris Goldstone, Dwight Lamar of New York, Herb Boyd Jr., Prophetess Brenda Culpepper, Tyrone Dunmore, Damon Cook, Candace Rena, Bobby Ramos, John Lawson, Matthew Kirkwood, former producer, assistant producer of the McDonald's Gospel Fest, Big T, Lachey Nicole, Kia Swint, Satanya Ford, Greg Hill of the Delphonics, Robbie Jenkins, Marilyn Moore, Naja McKenzie, Najia Tree, Gloria Cummings, Darlene McGee, Pastor Gene Smith, Dr. Green, Rodney Bethia, Lynn Mosher, okay, make sure it's recording, Darlene Addison, Chandra Shabazz. That's my cousin Shawnee. She came to my birthday party, and she got up on the open mic, and she sang and created a song off the top of her dome and did a great job. Carolyn Smith, Kayla, Mr. Council, Mimi Ali, Frankie Brady, Elder Savanda Gaskew, Pamela Wright, Spencer Camp, Kaylin Jackman, Amari Daniel Bay, Jennifer Armistead, Robert Williams of Blue Magic, Jazzy Matt, to Jamal Bryant, Jamaica Morrison, Ernest Richards, Michael Jones, Denzel Williams, Gina Blaze, Connie Johnson, Lamar Taylor, James Fountain, Lisa Mellers, Jeanette Zachs, David Davis, Anthony E. Brown Jr., Ernell Grant, Brian DeCauzy, Doremius Williams, Matt Jones, Sheena Bailey, Cool Bubba Ice, Humphrey Bogart, Marlon Randolph, Lachey Nicole, Asante M. Robinson, Johnny Lawson, Johnny Lemon, excuse me, Karina Fort, Tishy Anderson, Renee Love, Treasure Marie, Steve Wallace, Ebony Villanek, Cece Lee, Kaylee Roselle, Top Notch Band, Norman Tappan, Monique Smith, Vicky Winans, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Donnie McClurkin, Mighty Clouds of Joy, Jennifer Holiday, Damian Marley, Little John, Sierra, Little Bo, Elephant Man, Terry Crews, Mary Mary, Bobby Valentino, Diedrich Haddon, and those are people I interviewed with Talk to Me. Column, Nigel Dunkley Jr., these are people on the radio that I've had on the radio show again. Nigel, Dr. Gerald Dunkley, Janet Dawson of Atlanta, Denzel Williams, Velasquez, Singers of New Jersey, Walter Armistead of New York, Ashley Welfare, Walter Taylor, Janice Murray, Lawrence Green of New Jersey, Sammy Maximum, John the Apprentice, and many, many, many more. The next episode will be on, I believe, April 24th. We're going to have a special guest. He's a radio host himself, Doc Hardy, and we're going to be having Anthony Dullivan on. That starts the new season of 13 years starting. So please tune back in. Thank you so much for listening to Talk to Me. Share this show. You can always go back and listen. You can always go back and share the link to anyone around the world. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. They were cracking my nose. It was tinted. I never saw his face.
You basically got paid to look the other way.
Like I said, I thought it was a company. Now, Ken, tell me what kind of a car it was, and don't make me get down there and measure it.
Like a Pontiac, mid-size, a Grand Prix, maybe?
All right, so put out a broadcast, stolen Grand Prix.